Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I'm once again joined by Perry Parks and Recreation Director John Anderson, and we are continuing our conversation from yesterday. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Well, I want to also touch on phase two, which includes a outdoor aquatic center that looks like it's going to be right next door to the McCreary Center, correct?
Yes. So there's a lot of reasons why it's right next to the rec center, and a lot of it has to do with logistics, being able to manage all lifeguard staff, all pool chemicals, all pool maintenance. All of it can be right there at one facility. We're already staffing people for like front desk, getting people in and getting people out of the rec. So we're already staffed there. We're already set up there. It just makes sense logistically that we would continue to house and station our operations right there. You know, that phase two also has family changing rooms. We deal with it quite often. We have issues with that. We need family changing rooms. We don't have it. We need it. So part of the phase two and the aquatic center is an addition to the building that would be kind of like the outdoor pool house and locker rooms and family changing rooms right off of the rec there. So that's a really big deal, just having family changing rooms at the rec center. I mean, people want it. It's really hard to remodel an old building and put in new spaces like that. It's a necessity to have a new facility built for that.
All right. Now, I also wanted to touch briefly on phase three, which I believe the biggest aspect of that is a possible new gym space, correct?
Yeah. So phase three, if you look at the rec right now and you look at all of our usage, we rent out the gym extremely often. We have our own programming that we do in the gym very often. It's very hard for a kid anymore to get out of school. You get to the rec center, you might have an hour where you can shoot hoops in the gym and it's open. At 5 o'clock, it's usually rented out by other sports teams to practice, or it's got programming going on in it. It's just booked. We're booked. It's a great problem to have. We're booked solid. People want the gym. So an addition of a whole nother gym onto the rec center, it could dedicate that current gym to patrons and to open gym, and then a new facility could have batting cages in it, bigger area, more of a multi-purpose flooring. You could almost do a 24-hour gym space if you wanted to with the new facility. It'll meet the requirements that our patrons currently are asking for, so that would be a really big deal, and you know, a gym can be used year-round, so it just makes sense.
Absolutely. Well, we've talked a lot about the recreation side of your job. Now let's talk a little bit about the parks side. Obviously, summer is upon us. So what are you doing to get the parks in Perry ready to go for the summer?
So we have three main parks in town, Patti, Weiss, and Perkins. We also have like Caboose up there, and we maintain the flower planters downtown. So we just got done planting all the flower pots and all the bump outs downtown. You get a lot of enjoyment out of that. It's backbreaking and you pull a lot of weeds and you work the soil. But anyway, it's been good. We're kind of moved on from that project. Now we're in full swing of mowing grass. Towards the end of the fiscal year right now, when we've got some wrap-up projects going on, Weiss Park, we've got electrical going in at the gazebo right now, so we're get a little bit of some lighting up there and kind of maintain a decent useful space. With the connector trail kind of going in by there, we'll need electrical there as a nice resting spot. Hope to do some landscaping and some remodeling work around the gazebo as well. In Weiss Park, last year was the first real year that we were able to get in there and trim all the trees and cut down some dead trees because we have the equipment now. So thank you, City Council and Administration, for providing the proper equipment for us to maintain our parks now. So anyway, we got a stump grinder. We went in there. Last week was the first week we were able to use that stump grinder. We spent a couple hours out in the parks. We were able to grind 20 stumps. That's 20 stumps we don't have to mow around or weed eat around. It speeds up maintenance. It's really all kind of coming together now. In Patti Park, a little project that we're trying to get wrapped up before July is we're siding the big shelter house. So we've got 10. We're going to put new nice metal siding on the inside and outside of the big shelter house. Next week on Thursday and Friday, we're going to partner with the Kiwanis. They're going to come out and help us side. They're going to try to get involved and be part of that big shelter house, which is a big deal. If anybody that's listening has ever been to the big shelter house, it's really wide open. a lot of wind gets through there. So when people rent it, if it's fairly chilly or there's a high wind, people tend to wrap it with some plastic or they wrap it with something. In order to do that, they use a staple gun or staples or screws, and they're constantly putting more metal into the building. So anyway, we're kind of enclosing it a little bit. We framed in windows, so it'll still be open, but it won't be nearly as open as what it was. It'll just be easier to maintain, and it'll be easier to control if it's windy out. It should be a better experience for the people who rent that facility from us. So that's a project going on in Pattee Park. In Perkins Park, we're coming on to our third year of the wildflowers in the back there. We'll have to mow it probably next week, and then we'll mow it one more time probably towards the fall. But it's looking really good down there. We've got some good flowers. It's really becoming quite the nature area. We actually just planted a bunch of grass at the airport. So if you've ever been out there, you turn off of 141 and you're driving out there, on both sides of the roads, there used to be cornfields, and the farmer didn't want to farm it anymore. So we were asked if we could get some grass growing out there, and we were good at that, evidently. So we went out there and we threw some grass seed to that and worked that soil and picked up a lot of rocks, and we just went out there yesterday and looked, and we got a really good growth. Germination rate of that seed was really well. Had good weather for it. Had good rain, and the temperature has been good. So that's really going to change the way it looks when you go out to the airport. And we're just about done. We got one more day of siding the terminal building out there. We're actually kind of changing the face of that place too. It's been a busy last month and a half, and we're planning on keeping busy, you know, for the next month ahead, especially coming into the fiscal year. We've got some more electrical projects going on in Pattee Park. We're going to try to redo all the campground spots before July. We're going to do some crack sealing in Weiss Park along the backbone of the trail there on the north side of Weiss Park. Off the top of my head, that's where we're at so far anyway, Joe.
All right. Well, lots of information there, but for now, John Anderson, Perry Parks and Recreation Director, anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about today?
Everybody, I hope you enjoy the summers. Get out to your park, get on the trails, come to the rec, cool off. We'll have the splash pad going by the end of the week here. So come out and enjoy Perry's recreational opportunities.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with John Anderson. This has been part two of a two-part interview. You can find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.